Welcome back to Miller Time. It's been a long time since I've done a Miller Time devotional, but through the encouragement of a couple people at church, I decided to pick it back up, and I'm going to try to do one maybe every week, maybe every other week, depending on my schedule. But today, I wanted to start off with just introducing you to Jesslyn and Eric. They are new people at our church, and some of you know, because we announced it on Sunday, that Jesslyn has become the new church admin. And I was thinking about this because, man, she is just wired, gifted by God to be organized and to be an administrator. Stephen and I met with her yesterday, and she broke out this big old year-long calendar and was taking notes and writing things in the schedule and helping Stephen and I especially just get organized as pastors at the church. And so I'm really grateful that God has gifted us, all of us, with gifts. But what you need to know is you have gifts. I don't know what your gifts are. I'm actually going to include a link when I send this video out to you so you can take an online assessment that will give you an indication as to what your spiritual gifts might be. Our mission at Boulder Creek Community Church is to enjoy life with Jesus, with others, and for others. And here's the thing. One of the things that brings us the most amount of joy in our life is when we are using our gifts and our talents and our experiences and the different things that God has given us, when we're using those things to be a blessing to other people. And I found that a lot of Christians don't know their gifts. And so what I want you to do is to really think and pray and ask God what your spiritual gifts are. Some of you might already know. And if you know, the question is, are you using your gifts? What are you doing to bless other people with your gifts? Now, there's some people who are gifted to do things in the church, serving, for example, on the worship team, the tech team, working with kids, teaching, whatever it may be. But others of you, your gifts are given to serve people outside of the church. But the key is that you're using those gifts. I have found that when I stay in my lane and I do the things that God has equipped me and called me to do, that it brings a lot of joy and fruit in my life. And so if you've never taken a spiritual gift survey, or even if you have, take another one and just see if you are operating out of your gifts and your strengths, the things that God has called you to do. Now, I want to make this offer to you because some of you maybe have never done this, or maybe you're uncertain or you're confused as to what you can do to serve the kingdom. And so I want to just throw out this offer to you. If you want to meet, I would love to do that. If you want to talk about some different ways, some different things that you can get involved in serving the kingdom, let's talk, let's meet, let's daydream, let's brainstorm, let's explore what it is that you can do to be fruitful for the kingdom of God. And I guarantee, well, I don't have to guarantee because God guarantees that when we do that, it ultimately brings a deep sense of joy and satisfaction in our lives. So that's it for today. God bless you guys. This Sunday, we will be indoors. But we are looking at possibly doing another outdoor service. And so stay tuned. September's a beautiful time of year over here in the Santa Cruz County. So I look forward to seeing you all soon. God bless. Have a great day.